don't care if you have, I don't care if all you have in your hand is a water pistol. You ought to chase, you ought to charge hell with it. Because you know that the God on the inside of you has already conquered your adversary. Amen. Hallelujah. So they said there's giants in the land, right? And it went a great stature. Then verse 33 said, and there we saw the giants, the son of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in their own sight. We were in our own sight. That's the way they saw themselves, grasshopper. Now, how you see yourself against your problem? Are you looking at yourself as a grasshopper? Or are you looking at yourself as the conqueror God had made you? The word said we are more than conquerors. The word said be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The word said we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Amen. If God be for you, who can be against you? The word said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Hallelujah. Amen. The word said, I have been made something. I have been made the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. That means I am like God. He is God. I'm his son. You're his son. You're his daughter. Hallelujah. The word declares that who we are. And the word tells us life has triumphed over death. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We've been made a brand new creature. We've been made a brand new man. We've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And that means we take our place, we take our authority, we take our position, and we will not be moved like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I shall not be moved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Trouble comes, but trouble have to go. Because I'm not going to let it take my place. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And then it goes on to say, and all the congregation lift up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. Hadn't heard a thing what God said. And you know, most people run into a problem, they start crying. God already said you were healed. God already said you're more than a conqueror. God already said I'll never leave you nor forsake you. God already said greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And they lifted up their voice and they cried all night. And they, guess what? Next morning still nothing had changed. After crying all night. So why did crowd waste your time doing something that don't do anything for you? I know I'm preaching good. Hallelujah. Get the word of God in your mouth and in your heart and take your stand and tell the enemy, come on, boy, if you want some of this. Hallelujah. And the children of Israel, now still after they got through crying, listen to this. Y'all in the house? I'm in chapter 14 now. It's verse 2. And the children of Israel, see, after crying, cried all night, and the children of Israel murmured against Moses. Oh, my God. After they got through crying, they started murmuring against what he said. And God had told Moses what to do. He said, go take the land. Go check it out because it's yours. And then they start murmuring against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God that we'll die, that we die in the wilderness. Guess what? They got their chance. So that's what they said. I'm going to say it again. So what are you wooden God in your life? You want to die in your poverty? You want to die in your misery? You want to die while you all mad and upset? Or are you going to get the joy of the Lord in your life? Hallelujah. 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 I'm excited about winning. Hallelujah. He said, wherefore God has brought us out. Listen, wherefore the Lord has brought us out, brought us unto this land to fall by the sword. No, he didn't. That's what they said. That's what they're choosing, to fall by the sword. And our wives and our children shall be a prey. Were it better for us to return to Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make us a captain. Now they won't get another leader like them. They won't hear what God had to say. God just told Moses what to say and do. But now they won't get somebody else that'll listen to them. Y'all shouting real good now. That gives another captain and return to Egypt. And many have done that. Heard the word, went right back into Egypt. Went right back into sin. And listen to this. Went right back into Egypt, right back into sin. And when you were in it, you were miserable. When you were in it, you were mad. When you were in it, you wasn't getting what you wanted. Now, why are you going to go back in it? Then when God asks you to do something, to stand up, don't you know if you got a drug habit and you're addicted to it, don't you know that flesh and that addiction not just going to walk out of your life? You have to put up a face fight. You will have to declare, drug addiction and habit, you're done in my life, and your flesh gonna keep calling for it. Come on now. Can I talk to you a minute? Can I talk to you a minute? Most of us is here. Most of us are here and can identify with this. Haven't you had an addiction to some kind of food? And you kind of winked at it and said, well, I think I'm going to try to quit it. And that's when you ate twice as much. And you know I'm telling the truth. You said, well, I'm going to cut back on this pie I've been eating. You're eating a half a pie. You ate the whole pie. Come on.